Welcome to Spectrum, a daily public affairs presentation of WCSN. And now, here's Spectrum, the talk of Mercer and Audley's counties.
Well, thank you so much. Gather by the radio. Keep you warm. Kevin Sandler with you here. A couple great ladies here. Our guests, Candace Flippo and Renee Seibert. They're with Midmark out of her sales. And what they're here to talk about is that Midmark has supported Dayton Children's Hospital for well over 20 years. And what I wanted to ask, for either of you is, can you tell us why that partnership has meant so much to the company?
So one of Midmark's well-known taglines, Kevin, is that we care for each other, we care for our customers, and we care for our communities. So that's really demonstrated quite a bit in the avenues Midmark organizes for employees to get involved in philanthropy. And that's both during and outside of work hours. So many of our employees have been positively impacted by Dayton Children's. It's a great way to support healthcare initiatives, which is obviously one of the biggest components of volunteer opportunities and what Midmark does as a whole.
And also, how this actually got started and what the committee does throughout the year, obviously getting fundraisers and other things together to help out.
Well, Midmark has many such charitable committees. And many of our employees have been positively impacted by Dayton Children's. So supporting healthcare initiatives is one of the biggest components for those opportunities, as Candace said. In the past, we've hosted several other fundraisers, but we have found that our particular fundraiser we're doing this year has grown throughout the year. So we only need that one because it's been so successful.
All right. And also, we hear about you got 8 people on that committee. What goes into planning, an event like this behind the scenes?
Well, as you can imagine, we have a lot of committee meetings. So each member of our committee, there's 8 of us, like you said, we spend time throughout the year to reach out to area sponsors. So a way to incorporate local businesses and organizations is bringing them on to help coordinate raffle prizes for our big raffle ticket sale. We also have a growing list of door prizes from other area businesses. We secure those prizes, get them prepared for the event. And with Midmark having about 1,200 employees, we do a lot to generate buzz through our company itself, but also reach out to the community members, friends, and family, because this is an open to the public raffle and bowling event. Our committee also works very closely with Beth Julian, who's the donor engagement specialist at Dayton Children's. So we work with her to volunteer her time, both at the facility and supporting other Dayton Children's initiatives throughout the year.
All right. And, Candace, let's talk about why you personally serve on the committee. What keeps you coming back?
So in 2016, my youngest son was unexpectedly born with a rare condition known as infantile myofibromatosis. And because of this and a few other conditions, he's been treated by 5 different specialists at Dayton Children's. So we've worked with countless healthcare employees there, but our family has been cared for as well, not just our son. So we've been supported by all of their employees when we've been there. It's been almost a decade now of different surgeries, consultations, and he'll have more approaching. So personally, I can't speak highly enough of the Dayton Children's employees, the services and the support they've provided, not just to our son, but our family as a whole.
I was going to say also at some point, I think if you have kids, there are different reasons you would be at Dayton Children's, where somebody might have broken an arm, absolutely, somebody might need a surgery. And you're right, they're awfully nice people. And it's quite the impressive facility, too.
Absolutely. They've expanded quite a bit over the last 12 to 15 years. So it's great when our committee has the opportunity to go down there and see what's being added and improved each time.
And also, Renee, talk to us about what volunteering for Dayton Children means to you.
Well, so it was one of the first committees that I even considered, and it really goes back to when my youngest son had a surprise appendectomy needed. And I've always dealt with the local hospitals, of course, but in this situation, being rushed down to Dayton Children's is a very scary situation. And boy, they took such great care of him. And that was many years ago now. But as my children are having children, it really makes it very nice to know that there's that safety net for in case something happens with the grandchildren, that they could be very well taken care of.
Yeah, it's not a good thing when they tell you they're being rushed to that hospital. Right. On the other hand, though, you do know they're in the best hands.
Right.
Too, so
generation to generation, it's there and only getting better.
Let's also talk about over the years, you've been able to donate, your organization more than 80,000 to Dayton Children's, 20,000 raised just this year alone. So what does it mean to see that, that impact kind of add up?
I think for our committee, when we received this total update earlier in the year, we were all very pleasantly surprised to see that our last event had grown so substantially over the last decade, especially. Knowing now that one of the fundraisers is over 20,000 and we hope to exceed that in our January 2026 event, it just shows how far we've come. And I think it continues to motivate our committee to continue advocating for the cause.
And also, we hear about, a couple of different needs for this year. So we'll start with the Stryker Club pediatric crib. Why that piece of equipment so important for young patients and their families?
Well, just given the age of the patients in Dayton Children's, that the design and the style of the cub crib, it really makes it accessible, intuitive for those care providers to really be in there in an instant when it's needed. And as far as from the family standpoint, they know that their child is taken care of. And they don't have to worry about fumbling over the equipment. It's there to help you. It's designed to have easy access and the flexibility. And that really makes a difference.
Let's also talk about how having that safe and easy to use equipment give caregivers and helps out even children, right, in rather stressful situations.
So similarly to Midmark's perspective, Stryker notes that when using products that are developed with safety and ease of use at the forefront of the design, staff can feel confident they're giving patients the best possible care. The Cub Pediatric Crib has a simple, safe design. It's warm, friendly appearance, cultivates a comforting environment for small children and their families. It's not some big, scary piece of equipment. It can be designed with different colors in mind. And, it just makes it more warm and inviting.
All right, and with that, we're going to take a break. We're going to talk about the K-9 Co-Pilot program, also the bowling and raffle event that does continue to grow every year. We'll remind people when it is, too. So we will continue here on Spectrum. Stay with us.
I know that hiring can be challenging. You need someone to match your role perfectly. Well, now you can meet them fast on ZipRecruiter.
Build your team, build it sooner, meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
Just head to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try it for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Meet your match on ZipRecruiter. Try it free.
At Straight Talk, we know the holidays are your time to say
yes.
So why put up with a wireless company that makes you say
out of data
or
no service here?
Switch to Straight Talk and say yes to real unlimited data on a reliable 5G network covered by Verizon. And with a free 5G phone when you activate select plans, someone else in your family can say
yes!
Available at StraightTalk.com and Walmart. Based on RootMetrics State of 5G Report, United States 1H 2025. Experiences may vary. Not an endorsement of Verizon. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
You've got a big day, so you use Unstoppable Scent Boosters to give your laundry non-stop freshness. So no matter how long the day goes, you
can't stop this power, this walk, this pose, this strut, this look, this talk.
Your clothes will be so fresh you can confidently strut into that end of the day meeting like a
boss, 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 bosses. Let's talk business in my office.
Add new Unstoppables beads to your wash for 24-hour non-stop freshness so you can smell unstoppable.
Sniffles and sneezes got you down? GoodRx is here to help with big savings on commonly prescribed cold and flu meds. GoodRx is free and easy to use. GoodRx is accepted at all major pharmacies like CVS, Walmart, and Walgreens. Just search your prescription, find a coupon, then show your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx is not insurance, but it works whether you have insurance or not. If you do, GoodRx may beat your copay price. Download the free app or visit GoodRx.com to save today.
And so we are back here on Spectrum with Renee Seibert and Candace Flippo talking about raising money for Dayton Children's Hospital. So let's talk about the canine co-pilot program, a unique initiative. So let's hear how specially trained dogs help children during medical procedures.
So at Dayton Children's Hospital, the canine co-pilot program are dogs that just bring comfort and support to children who are undergoing medical procedures. The program itself has seen a lot of growth at Dayton Children's over the last several years. So they have new dogs joining the team each year. And the new Mathiel Center for Mental Health and Wellness has recently opened, and that's also been prepared to accommodate the canine co-pilots also.
For sure. And also trained specifically for medical environments. And that's something that people might not understand. Yeah, therapy dogs, yes, but not typical ones, right?
Right, exactly. So this particular program features facility dogs that are trained by an organization called Four Paws for Ability. So they're not just therapy dogs, but they're specifically trained for medical situations. The dogs work alongside the Child Life team, and they provide individualized interventions. They help de-escalate children's anxiety, encourage movement during specific procedures, and they also offer comfort to children who have experienced some trauma.
And not just that, I've said this before, that I don't care what kind of day you're having, and we've all had some pretty bad ones. If you have for just a moment, you're going to go, wait a minute, is that a dog? Come here, and you might end up going back to, how sad you were before, but for just that minute, it all stops, and you go, well, here, I got to pet the dog.
Absolutely. I would definitely agree with that. I know my son personally loves seeing the dogs when we're on site. And for anyone who knows me, I'm a self-proclaimed dog lover, so I enjoy seeing the dogs. We always get pictures with them. So just seeing them around, whether they're in their work vest, and sometimes they'll be dressed up for Halloween, dressed up for the Wicked premiere. So seeing the dogs interact with any of the patients and visitors is always great.
And the dogs, I mean, they don't eat up that attention at all, do they? No way.
We give them plenty. When we go down there as a committee to visit, it's always fun to be able to interact, not only with the staff and the children there, but also the canine co-pilot.
But here's the thing, what donations help to cover, because there's training, food, grooming, of course, if you have the right kind of dog, there's a lot of grooming involved. And then also vet care. So that, and you got to keep that program going.
Hmm? Right. So exactly. Just like any of the human employees there at Dayton Children's Hospital, the dogs also have those specific needs like the ones you already mentioned. They do also have a fenced in outdoor area so they can go out and play. They get those breaks just like the other employees do. So they have time to go out, relax, run around, and have that time off from work. So with the expansion of the facilities and services at Dayton Children's, that program just continues to grow.
And also the, for 2026, and we'll talk about it now because you got to get people to circle their calendars early so they don't make plans on you. So let's hear about this 2026 bowling and raffle event.
Well, it will be at Minster Community Lanes. And it can be supported in so many different ways. In addition to the bowling event, we're hosting a raffle fundraiser that is open to all teammates and the public. Midmark matches all the funds raised up to $7,500. So that's huge. But there will be 50-50 door prizes. The raffle tickets themselves, the prices range from $50 to $1,000. So we're pretty excited about all the different donations that have come in as the raffle prizes this year.
Yeah, definitely, that wide variety of prizes, cash, gift cards, entertainment, that kind of stuff, food and beverage packages, I know are always a big raffle thing, but why was it important to offer something for everyone like that?
So for us, we recognize that Dayton Children's doesn't just impact children. It does impact many parents, caregivers, and other visitors who are coming and going to those facilities. So it's really important to our committee that the raffle and the bowling event is welcoming to everyone, families, friends, colleagues, whoever you want to join to participate either in the bowling event on January 31st, or you can just come and enjoy the event and the entertainment itself.
Excellent. And the bowling event, obviously, there's door prizes, as you mentioned, but kind of a family-friendly way to support Dayton Children's, right? Using the bowling alley, et cetera.
Right. Exactly. So Minster Community Lanes has been a great co-sponsor for us for this event for several years. So One, with the event being locally, it does allow most families in the area to have a short trip over to the event itself. Even if you've not personally been a patient of Dayton Children's, you can still make a difference to the organization, patients, and employees by either participating in the event, purchasing raffle tickets, or again, just joining in the event, buying in, or making a separate donation if you like.
And also, I know you're hoping to break last year's fundraising record. So how can local business, community members, how can everybody get involved and push you over the finish line?
Well, some of those things Candace has already said, but there are several ways. You can register for a lane up to 6 bowlers. You can donate a door prize under $50, purchase a raffle ticket to win one of the fabulous 50 prizes. Plus, it's not too early to inquire about becoming a 2027 event sponsor. If you're interested in donating a prize valued at $50 or more.
All right. And another thing, too, I'm sure you thank the local businesses. I know they get hit up a lot, you know, and they'll get those phone calls and, hi, you know, we're having an event with a raffle. What are you going to give us? You know, and they always seem to come through. And also, let's talk about, you know, for someone listening today who's never participated before, what would you say to encourage them to support the fundraiser?
Well, the raffle ticket is filled with a variety of prizes from so many wonderful area organizations and businesses. So not only is it a great way to support Dayton Children's, but it's also a great way to help promote those sponsored supporters. Bowling event is suitable for all ages. There are fun contests and a growing list of door prizes. If you don't want to bowl, that's fine. I'm not a bowler personally, but you can always enter for the door prize drawing for $20 a person at the event just to join the atmosphere. And it's a great way to benefit the cause for so many children and families throughout Ohio.
Yeah, and if you're not much of a bowler, I suppose if you ask nicely, maybe they'll put up the bumpers for you. You know, do a little
bit. Well, you know, that is something we generally do. I say it's for the grandchildren,
right?
But in reality, it's for grandma.
We'll keep your secret. We'll keep your secret on that. And also, what message you would like to share with Dayton Children's patients, families, and staff who benefit from the support?
Personally, for the patients and families, I would extend my compassion and empathy to whatever situation they're encountering. Some of the families may be in there for a short time, but others can be in there for a long duration of time. So just kind of sending those thoughts out and knowing that patients, families who are there are in great hands. That would be the first thing. For the staff, I definitely would extend my gratitude for that daily impact they have. So that's not only my own family, that's countless others. From the doctors, nurses, child life specialists, your auxiliary services, custodial, safety. There's so many employees there at Dayton Children's who go out of their way, go above and beyond. So each and every employee has a part in ensuring the care of each patient and the visitors. So that does not go unnoticed.
All right. Excellent. Well, we appreciate the two of you coming here to share this with us. And just remind people, all it takes is if you want to do some bowling or you just want to hang out and support, you know, in any other way, these are things you can do. And we appreciate that.
Absolutely. And they can stay tuned to Midmark's Facebook page. We'll be sharing some information about the fundraiser soon so they can find information about how to get involved there.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
For the two of you.